What did you think about the receiver performance last week?
Pretty well. Production level, obviously, a lot higher than the previous week. They were a good team. You know, you look back at the week before Michigan, their scheme was a lot stronger than UConn's was. You know, they have better recruits, better athletes in the field, but UConn was still really well. But I think that loss of 0 points kind of gave us that extra push in practice and preparation the week following to make us play a lot better than this week that we just had. So I think it was fun to see guys make plays, catch balls, and have a lot of success inside and outside. It's cool.
There was a couple of opportunities in the end zone, not necessarily easy catches, but guys weren't able to haul some of the, you know, early on in the game. Did that get brought up? Did that get talked about?
Yeah, it was one of those things. It was one of those things where maybe it was complacency. I don't know, but I know it was one of those things where, you know, it's not, we're not looking at a Michigan, so maybe showing up to the game, they're not as big, and so it's lackadaisical at first, and it took us second half to realize, look, it's 7-7 or whatever it is. We're a lot better than what we're showing right now. Let's speed this up. Let's start becoming who we are. And so then maybe that first half it was playing lackadaisical, playing just, oh, man, this team isn't a Michigan. They're not a UCLA. We can just go half effort and still somehow win, but that's what we did the first half. And coming out second half, we played like we really showed who we are, and it turned out well.
I feel Tenor's acquitted himself, I guess, it's essentially 5 games into the season.
Yeah. He got thrown into a fire, right? The hardest schedule in probably college football, and to perform as well as he did, it was awesome. Especially being a freshman, that is a huge learning curve. And, you know, he broke a record the last game, and so I think that his learning curve is very steep. But as smart as he is, as bad as he wants to play and win, he is taking on like a champ. And, he's a great quarterback. You know, the timing with me and him, with all the other receivers and him, it is different. He's a different player, and we made those few adjustments, and now I know where he wants me. And just watching film with him, I know where he wants me to be, and it's taken, you know, a few games, but I think that we're clicking better than we have, and I think that that has to happen. You have to go through that learning curve, and he's doing it really well, and there's no one else I want to battle with than him right now. So,
Mitch, there were some comments made by your coaches about how you guys played against Michigan and maybe what they wanted to see from you moving forward. How did that affect you guys, and did it reach your ears at all?
Whatever they say kind of reaches your ears, and they don't say anything to the media. They don't tell us, right? So they'll tell us everything that we need to hear, and it doesn't scare us. We know who we are, and Michigan was the best team I've ever played. They're very good, and so something that you can blame it on the two time zones that we had to travel across and play in, or an early morning game, or the biggest stadium I've ever played in. But we just didn't come ready to play that game. And so it's one of those things where focus on preparation was the biggest part, and we played a lot better this week. And those guys at Michigan weren't untouchable. We just didn't play our best game, and it showed. And it was a quick fix, easy fix, and it all started with the week of practice.
What's the biggest key to get off press man coverage? Just from what you guys were taught?
Be physical or be quick. If you're going to be physical, you got to be really physical with them, throw them around and establish yourself in the running game. The more you hit a DB, the more you smack them, the less physical they'll be with you, and so it'll be easier to be off, you know, the second, third drive. And so establishing your presence early on in the game is really how you do it.
So is there any specific technique thing that you guys do different running routes?
Yeah, everyone's different athletes. They have their own little thing. For me, it might be playing big, playing physical, because I'm bigger than all of them. For Nick, it might be the same way, because he's bigger than all of them. For Devon, it might be not getting touched at all, because he's probably the same size as them. So it's using his quick feet and being able to get around, but technique is different for everybody.
When the offense converts a third down, how does that impact how you guys feel about your drive? And in the same way, if you don't convert the third down, how does that impact?
Converting a third down, every first down you get softens the defense more and more and more. So if you get that first one, it's huge, you know, because then the defense softens up a little bit, and then you get more and more and more. And I think that in this game, especially better than Michigan, we did a lot better. And so it's something that third down conversions are huge. It's a statistic that we talk about every single week when we come to meetings from Coach and I, how with our third down conversions, because then you change your play call. You want your best play calls on third down, right? And so I think that keeping track of that, finding what works and what brings you success is something that you track and you measure, and it is a big deal. You know, in the game, it is a big deal. It's something that's the biggest play of the game. Every third down is the biggest play of the game. So something that you keep track of and you get excited for when you convert.
Taryn Howe put up big numbers last week. Can you maybe talk about Taryn and just what he means to the team and kind of guy?
Yeah, great player. He did really well. You know, they played a lot of cover two, which makes it a lot harder for the outside receivers to get open. Still obviously possible, but it leaves quick outs by the inside guys really wide open, and Mitch caught a lot of those and got a lot of extra yards after catch. And then obviously with two safeties on the outside, it leaves the middle open, and Taryn caught some of those. So when they ran cover two, and if you choose one cover two, it exploits those two areas. And so that was our choice, and luckily we have two great inside receivers to go and find those soft spots and play really well, and they did.
Yeah, after that Michigan game, Coach and I said that there was a lack of offensive leadership in that game. What is it that you do in the game to display that leadership?
I guess it's just experience. You know, guys will turn to you and turn to me, and when there is a bigger crowd, when there is a lot of noise, when there is confusion going on, it'll be guys like me who have been there for a long time to settle it. And man, that Michigan game was really tough. I mean, we all saw it was really tough, and it was hard. You know, getting first downs, converting on third downs, getting first downs instead of three and out is huge to soften the defense. And yeah, leadership comes from the coaching staff, comes from me, comes from Taysom on the sideline who's injured. It comes from anybody who has been there in tough games and knows how to get those first downs.
Has Taysom still been part of the team, daily activities and everything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Obviously, his role is different. It's less vocal. It's less on the field because he can't be, right? And it's hard to yell and be vocal if you're not out there grinding, as we say, and doing what the team is doing. But you know, you'll see him at the hotel with the quarterbacks, going through plays, going through scripts, and giving them expertise. And so that's really what he's doing.
Has Taryn Howe's emergence surprised you, or has he been this sort of player all along, just didn't maybe get a lot of chances?
Yeah, I played with Taryn here for 4 years now, and he's always been a player to go make plays in practice and everything. And I think that he's shown up now. He's really hungry, and it. You know, some might say it took him until his senior year to realize that, but I think the guy is just, now he's getting his opportunity. He's always wanted it. I just think he's getting his opportunity now to show it, and he's capitalizing. And that just shows a lot of heart. You know, a lot of guys would say, oh, my first 3 years weren't as I expected. My fourth year is just going to be the same. But him, he knows his ability and his talents, and he's going to make the best of them. And he really showed that in the game. And like I said, he's cover two. He's going to find those soft spots, and that's perfect for inside guys is that cover two offense, and he's going to go get the ball. And dang, he showed like he could really play and maybe play the next level with that kind of effort and talent.
Was that UConn game kind of a must-win for you guys coming off of the two losses? And now that you have the win, how does that sort of springboard you into October?
I guess it was just to show at least the second half of the offense. You know, we reestablished who we really are, played really well against UCLA, played bad against Michigan, and UConn was almost a reminder to us who we really are, and especially in the second half. And so I think that going into these next games, we have that standard back where we played against UCLA, where we played against UConn in the second half. I think it really is a reminder to us that every game needs to be that way. And it was huge for us. Yeah, everyone's big if you're independent, right? So I think that going into these next couple games, or I guess the rest of the season, that game was huge for a reminder to us who we really are.
Does what East Carolina did against beating Virginia Tech, almost beating Florida, did that catch you guys' attention as far as how good they possibly could be?
Yeah, we watch film and recognize what they do, and they put up a lot of points, and so it'll be a long game. You know, you'll be in your seats for a while because they pass a lot, we pass a lot, and it'll be maybe like the Houston game a couple years ago. There's going to be lots of points scored, and it'll be a game of resilience. There'll be lots of ups and downs. They will score, we will score, and I know our defense is going to pull through for us. I know we're going to pull through for them. And this is scare us now. I mean, nor would any player come in here and say that it scares us. But they're a good team, and so it'll be – you're glad they're a good team because now you have to prepare harder, and you realize that going in that they're a good team. And so our preparation will be huge this week.